Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Frosty pond rot order in effect as of Wednesday, December 13. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Hi!
Miss Lana! You know, see, you're frightened we.
Won't have fuss over Sonia Yard.
But the heap of construction we are going.
How will she get money from?
NHT have new housing microfinance loan program.
Housing microfinance?
Loan program.
No, we are going to get approved for that.
With VR salary?
The loan is for people who earn $30,000 a week or less. Them can borrow a maximum of $850,000 at any one pint. And it goes straight to $1.5 million.
A lie. Me, I go down there now.
For the what, Sasha? You contribute to NHT?
That is all right. And for the current and new contributor. Just make sure you become registered. Then you can get the loan through your credit union.
Have mercy. After me not join that neither.
Where you wait, Pan? You know, see hurricane season there, Pan, we?
And with Christmas around the corner, the house really need a little spruce up.
Yes, my friend. And we say comfortable.
Me will see you no later.
You know where you rush, Miss Lana?
My credit union. NHT Housing Microfinance Loan Program. That's my housing solution.
The government is bolstering efforts to eliminate the spread of a disease that affects cocoa crops. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has announced that there is an outbreak of the frosty pod rot disease in the parishes of St. Mary, St. Catherine, Clarendon and St. Andrew.
The only parish where it is not posing a threat at the moment is St. Thomas.
Portfolio Minister Carl Samudo. As such, the plant quarantine frosty pod rot of cocoa order 2017 has been put into effect as of Wednesday, December 13, to curtail the rapid spread of the disease.
Under that act, the public is not allowed to move or dispatch from or move into any area of Jamaica any cocoa pods, plants, seedlings, cuttings, plant products, plant-related material or related articles.
Any attempt to handle or transport cocoa plants, seedlings, and the like will require written permission from the chief plant quarantine officer. The order also permits officers from plant quarantine, RADA, the Research and Development Unit, or the Cocoa Industry Board to destroy, remove, uproot, dispose of, prune, or treat any cocoa plant, plant product, or plant article. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries will also be carrying out the following measures. Radical pruning for heavily infested parishes, followed by stripping, liming and pruning, stripping remaining pods from trees, pruning and treating trees, monitoring the industry for any possible reoccurrence of the disease and raising public awareness. Mr. Samuda is appealing to farmers and other stakeholders in the sector to comply with the order.
It's going to affect the processors, it's going to affect to some extent the earnings that we get from it in terms of foreign exchange, etc. But it is the only thing that can be done to give it new life.
If you know of or suspect the existence of frosty pod rot disease, please inform the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch, or RADA, or the Bodo's Research Station, or the Cocoa Industry Board immediately. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Water more than flour. Translation, there is more water than flour. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, resources are scarce, there is not enough to go around. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.